640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The body of a missing 11-year-old girl from Texas was found in a river not far from her home. The 42-year-old police arrested lives in a camper behind her father and grandmother's home. Correspondent Omar Villafranca hears from the Polk County Sheriff.
A sheriff confirmed what many feared. 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham was killed.
Audrey's body was located at the Trinity River.
An Amber Alert was issued Thursday after investigators learned Cunningham never made it on the school bus that morning or to school that day.
My heart aches with this news.
To Florida, where a young girl is dead and a boy is hospitalized after being trapped in a sand hole in Lauderdale by the sea. The 6-foot-deep hole collapsed on the children around 3 in the afternoon. This woman was nearby.
I'm absolutely shocked. I had no idea that something could happen where it could collapse underneath someone just hanging out and playing on the beach. Shocking.
Two men are behind bars charged in that shooting during the Super Bowl parade last week celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs. CBS's Charlie DeMar with more on those now facing charges.
New charges in the deadly shooting that broke out during the celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win. Dominic Miller of Kansas City and Lindell Mays of Raytown, Missouri now face charges of second-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Both men were also among the nearly two dozen shot during the chaos. Lisa Lopez Galvan, a mother of two and popular radio DJ, died in the shooting.
Tackling the nation's drug problem, a new task force in Los Angeles is pushing to charge fentanyl dealers not just for selling drugs, but for murder. Correspondent Carter Evans.
Prosecuting fentanyl dealers in fatal cases is a growing strategy nationwide. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
What is the difference between somebody who stabs you or is selling you pills that highly likely will kill you?
A new study finds 1 in 4 people who attend college earn less than high school graduates 10 years later. Michael Itkowitz is president of the HEA group, which conducted the survey.
Out of the about 4,000 institutions in the study, 852 of them, or about 22% of colleges, showed the majority of students earning below a $15 minimum wage.
LCA Vision, the nation's biggest LASIK chain, has paid $1.25 million to settle claims that it used deceptive bait-and-switch advertising to trick people into thinking they could have their vision corrected for less than $300. It was usually more like $2,000 per eye. Now about 160,000 Americans could be eligible for a refund. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads who finish in the top 10%. The new law is part of the deal to release state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill into law Tuesday. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing 4 more of Governor Evers' appointees, including former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. She was serving on the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board. Democratic Senator Kelda Royes.
She did nothing but serve our state well and continues to do so. And yet, this body is going to reject her because of pure partisanship.
Republicans also fired Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers get past Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin had the lead, but Maryland closed the gap in the final minutes. The Badgers getting the win, 74-70, thanks to Wisconsin's Max Klesman at the foul line.
One more free throw for Klesman. Eyes the rim. He'll send it. Good night. He hit them both, 74-70, and the Badgers win by four.
NFL David Bakhtiari says the knee is doing great after his latest surgery and thanked his doctor, Brian Cole, on Twitter. Cole, a Chicago-based surgeon. NBA, no one was more surprised the Bucks were firing Adrian Griffin last month than his replacement, Doc Rivers, who was on SiriusXM.
Be honest, I told our owners when they called, I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And they said, you know, one of the things they said was, well, it doesn't matter. We've done it now, and we want you. That's where you had the hesitation.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way during the overnight. Lows in the mid-30s, a light southwest wind. We'll see sunshine and high clouds for your Wednesday. Highs approaching the mid-50s. There will be a slight chance of rain Thursday, otherwise highs in the upper 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinac.
Tune in this Wednesday when Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna from Educators Amplified join Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny to tackle the challenges facing our youth.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us wherever you are listening across the states. Call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. We have a very, very busy show coming up today. The one, the only, Civic Media's Fancy Brian Kelly is joining us coming up at 10:33 live in studio.
Fancy Brian's here.
Fancy Brian is here. Very excited about that. We're going to talk about the parental bill of rights.
Yeah.
Which just passed in Wisconsin. And Brian has a daughter, and you and I do not have children. So I thought it would be an interesting thing
that we know of. Wink.
Fine.
Sorry.
So we're going to talk about that. And if you would like to weigh in on that, we certainly would love to hear from you. Next hour, we're going to lighten things up a little bit at 11:33. Greg is a new puppy owner. Maybelle, the puppy, is what, 4 months?
6 months. Y'all want to see some pictures? I can put some pictures up. I've got pictures.
Sure.
Got a lot of pictures.
I bet you do.
Lots of pictures.
So we're going to talk to Katie Oilschlager, who is with Think Positively Dog Training. I love those plays on words. I know they drive you crazy, but I think they're adorable.
Because everyone just uses pause. Let's get together, people. New puns.
All right, but that's coming up at 11:33. Katie Oilschlager from Think Positively. If you have questions about dog training or any extra tips that Katie can give you, you can call or text at that time as well. I did want to start off, though, with ballot stuffing, Greg Bach. Doesn't really happen, actually. But we've been trying to get something passed allowing the processing of absentee ballots a day early for the November election this year.
It just makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. Clerks and bipartisan lawmakers have been pushing for this to stop voter confusion and conspiracies. That result from large amounts of ballots being processed late and then added to the totals, which will change sometimes which candidate is in the lead.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about this logically, for the larger municipalities like Milwaukee County and Dane County, the most populous, right? Giving them an extra day to start counting will essentially preclude the need for these ballots to continue coming in after midnight on Election Day. Or at least it gives them a jump.
I'll take it one step further. Election day is on Tuesday. I think the previous Tuesday, they should be allowed to start opening envelopes and processing anything they have. It doesn't stand in the way. You can't get your ballot back. Once you get your ballot in, it's in.
Yep.
Give them one full week to start processing the information. What's the harm? What is that harm?
Because then there's going to be questions about chain of command. And although I would think that these ballots are going to go the same place the other ballots would go.
They'll go to the city clerk. The city clerk runs them, or the village hall, or wherever, the town, village, or city. And they will be in a safe place, like a safe. That concern is something that people, chain of command is going to happen regardless. Because this whole thing of alleviating conspiracy, that's never going to happen. It's adorable you think that a day will just be, oh, that's fine.
It fixed everything.
Donald Trump's not the president. Joe Biden's the president. It's not going to do that. So give them even more time. Make it so that, like, as many are done as possible. So, because processing ballots that are cast on the day is also a daunting endeavor.
Yes, it absolutely is. Unfortunately, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said on Sunday the Senate does not have enough Republican votes to send this bill to the governor that would allow clerks to start processing absentee ballots the Monday before the election.
Man, Devin LeMahieu just cannot get his party in line. Legalize weed, ease the backs of the people in the clerk's office for voting. I mean, it's like, dude, it's like, are you the head of your party? Or are you just like a reporter? What are you doing, bro?
They just can't get anything together.
No,
they doesn't seem like they can agree on anything.
I thought they were supposed to fall in line lockstep.
No, they're all independent thinkers. Greg.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
They're America. Independent thinkers. America. Devin LeMahieu, Devin LeMahieu actually added he's been an author of this legislation in the past. He previously told reporters he doesn't oppose the measure, but when asked if he's pushing to get this passed, he said, quote, "It's not my job to push or hold back individual bills," unquote. I thought that was kind of the whole point.
That's part of your job description.
The Senate Majority Leader. Isn't that the whipping of votes? Isn't that the getting everyone on the page to pass what the party wants to get passed?
Yeah, you use your political power to get what you want done. That's one of the spoils of war. But nope, not old Devin Lemonade here. He's like, I guess, sorry, guys, we're going to lunch now. Great Dane, my treat. Let's do this.
If you want to chime in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Lawmakers pointing to Milwaukee to show how absentee ballot totals can be added late, which, again, this happens as the polling places are closing,
yep.
And then they get sent into more centralized locations for counting. The ballots added late lead to false claims of fraud and alleged ballot dumping. In 2018, more than 47,000 absentee ballots in Milwaukee gave Governor Evers his first solid lead in the race for governor against Scott Walker at that time. In 2020, the later tally helped move Joe Biden over then President Trump, feeding the former president's false claims about election fraud. It's very disappointing to see that we can't get this done. This is allegedly bipartisan legislation, and there's still a few holdouts. LeMahieu says this, that if this bill doesn't go through, it's incumbent on Milwaukee to count their ballots fast enough.
Oh.
He doesn't think the city is counting their ballots quickly enough.
You hear that, Milwaukee? Count faster.
Yeah, and if you do that and you make a mistake,
yeah,
this makes no sense to me. Pick it up. Pick up the pace. Well,
yeah. Well,
do you want accuracy?
Okay. Hire more people. The state should provide more funding for more counters then. This is, okay, cool. We'll count faster.
Give us more bodies.
More bodies, more resources. What a great suggestion.
844-967-2789. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I am a poll worker, and I was a poll worker in Green Lake County, and I'm currently a poll worker here in the sprawling metropolis of Port Edwards.
Ooh.
And I can see where there's logistical issues with the bigger communities with the volume of ballots to process. And that chain of custody thing, there's always going to be, to your point, subterfuge and what about isms and all sorts of uglies. But really, this, I don't know what Denihue's vote count is towards this, but run it up the flagpole anyway. go for it.
Yeah. Put it on the floor, right?
Into the public domain.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what his job is. They do little else. So, you know, step it up a notch.
Well, and yeah, and thank you for calling, Rob. We appreciate it.
Before you go, Rob, I just want to say, and I think, too, though, much like the border issue, not resolving this gives them something to scream fraud when the results don't go their way. Right? This leaves it open for them to claim they were dumping ballots in the middle of the night in Milwaukee, and that's why Trump lost. That's going to be their excuse.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling, Rob.
I mean, it also that it screams of the whole, well, this is going to help anyways, which they do on guns.
Right. Let's do nothing.
There's not enough people. I don't want to make a phone. It's not my job to, it's exactly your job to tell them how to vote. If this is something you want to do that could benefit them.
Right. I'm baffled by his comments there. 844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I hope you guys are well.
We are. Thank you. And you too.
Absolutely. I work at the polls too, and I've done that. And we had six people working all day in just in all of Mount Horeb, 7,800 people to get the absentee ballot counted. So I can't even imagine how bad it is in Milwaukee, Waukesha, all these bigger cities. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. And we got done with no problems. We got done about 5 o'clock one time. One time we had problems, it was after 6 when we got done. Because there was a problem with the column, and we had to figure it out. So,
well,
you know, it's just crazy why you couldn't take more time to do this, especially in these bigger cities.
And we're only talking about one day, Troy. Under this proposal, they would be able to start counting on Monday, just to give them a little head start on things. And then the other suggestion that they just count faster is like, wait a minute. Do we want accuracy or do we want it just done as quickly as humanly possible? And Troy, thank you for being a poll worker.
Yes.
And if you go, and you should go vote today because the polls are open now until 7 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock.
And myvotewi.gov, if you're not sure where to cast your ballot.
Myvotewi.gov.
Yeah. If you're not sure where to cast your ballot. And be nice to the poll workers.
Thank
please.
Them for the work they're doing. Yes. Be patient. A lot of them are older folks. They're giving up their day help you out.
Yes.
So you be polite. Thank them. Give smiles. Smile will go a long way.
I seriously, when you tell them thank you, you will get a wonderful, wonderful reaction. So make sure you go out and cast your ballot today. There's all kinds of different races. Some communities, the city of Milwaukee only has the mayoral race or the primary. Right now. So again, avail yourself of that website, myvotewi.gov, and find out where you can cast your ballot, who's all on the ballot, and what you are going to be voting for.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have a text from Jack from Merrimack.
Oh, yes.
Says that this is just more of a Republican approach to governing. Do whatever you can to break the government, and then say the government doesn't work and it's the Democrats' fault.
The government is broken. Yep, exactly.
Which is funny in the face of what he said is a bipartisan bill.
Except for a few holdouts.
Yeah.
But it's not his job, Greg.
No.
To bring people together to pass legislation that would benefit, I don't know, all of us.
Devi Lemonade has more things to do with this day.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just want to remind you to check out our newly revamped website.
It is so revamped.
It's pretty sweet.
It's really nice. It's very, very cool.
Civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can check out all the shows all across the network, all 20 stations across the network. Get all the lineups, get all the programs. We have a wonderful news page if you want to stay up on the news. So check it out. Civicmedia.us, our newly revamped website. Coming up at 10:33, our very own Fancy Brian Kelly going to be joining us. We're going to talk about the Parent Bill of Rights, as he is a parent. So, and I would love to get your comments on this as well once Brian joins us at 10:33. I did want to start off with this, though, and I call the segment Runaway. Runaway, runaway, runaway. House Republicans allegedly shocked by some of the recent high-profile retirements announced by some of their colleagues. This would include Wisconsin's very own Mike Gallagher, Republican Ken Buck, and Mark Green of Tennessee, all abruptly announcing they will be retiring over the last couple of months. And a CNN panel, anyway, speculated this has to do with the nonstop chaos.
Oh, absolutely.
In the whoop whoop boing caucus.
I gotta say, I'm really surprised that Mike Gallagher is listed as a high profile.
But he was an up and comer.
Up and comer,
certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
He really was, and I think.
And now he's a go and leaver.
Well, it's interesting how quickly that happened after he did not vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yeah.
And I've seen some things online with some organizations claiming they may have been able to pressure him to get out.
Hey, Jane, are people saying?
Many people are saying, Greg Bach.
You know what they're saying.
Many, many people are saying. Axios reporter Julie Grace Buffke, talking to CNN, says, as far as these Republicans who recently announced their retirements, they could not be more excited to get out. They feel relieved about it. They say nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
And a lot of these chairmen that are leaving, they haven't turned over their gavels yet. They could have been there another 2 years before leaving. The ones who are sticking it out say they're not going to retire because they're worried they'll be replaced by even more extreme Republicans who will just add to the dysfunction.
There's a chaotic part of me that's like, go for it. More chaos. Bring more chaos to the House of Representatives. Because that's the scary thing, is they know that, like, they know they have to stay there. They're not afraid of a Democrat replacing them. They're afraid of someone worse than their party.
In their own party. Think
that
about that.
Speaks
Think.
Volumes to where they're going.
Yes. On the other side of the aisle, Democrat from Massachusetts, Representative Jim McGovern, says they're retiring, quote, they know they're going to lose, and they're sick of the BS, plain and simple, unquote.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's why you're seeing so many people leave. Some of these are in key positions. They should stay in key positions, even if they're in the minority. But nope, they can't. I'm out.
If you were doing something, then maybe you'd stay in position. Then you would affect change, or at least, you know, stand up for what you believe. But when nothing's getting done, telling someone you need to stay in this position, why would I stick around when nothing's getting done and I'm constantly being dragged through the mud? And as we saw with outgoing Congressman Mike Gallagher, having to bend your personality to appease people, like, I'll just never forget it, man. Like, when Tammy Baldwin announced she was running again last year, we talked about who she going to run against. And the top person was Mike Gallagher, we thought.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the most centered of all of the Republicans in this state. And then he goes and gets all mad about a satanic statue at a train museum.
Right.
And I've talked about this before, but if you watch the video, it seems like he's forcing himself to be outraged. Like, you know, when Ron Johnson's outraged, that's not hard for him. When Derek Van Orden's outraged, it's not hard for him. When MTG is outraged, that's her normal mode. But Mike Gallagher had to put on an acting face for this. And I just think he was tired of trying to be everything to all people.
I don't doubt that. But again, and you said something that just stood out to me. The Republicans are in the majority, people.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Seriously, think about that. And think of when the situation is reversed. You're more likely to leave Congress when you're in the minority because you can't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
And that frustration level must be super high. But to be in the majority where you still can't get anything done. A failure.
Yeah. And
what an abject failure.
I know people are already starting to throw rocks at him about it, but, you know, at what point will all of the fault, all the responsibility fall on Speaker of the House Mike Johnson? Because to a certain degree, he was handed the keys to the House, and you get a certain amount of shine, you get a certain amount of
new car smell. Sure, new speaker smell.
But I feel like after this primary season, when we're in the summertime, I think that's when you're going to see this group of Republicans who are so committed to getting rid of Kevin McCarthy are going to be like, even you're not good enough. Even though he is the kind of, I mean, I don't want to say crazy Christian, but
hardcore
devoted. He's not going to be Trump enough. There's a difference.
You don't think so?
No.
He was just they're on vacation right now. He was just at Mar-a-Lago taking pictures with him.
Yeah, but all it takes is one thing. One screw up, one word, one sentence, one anything, and they turn on you.
Well, if he makes any deals, I think, with the Democrats, if he makes any kind of deal with the Democrats, they will go after him. And we're only talking about like eight people.
Yeah, and Tony Zimmerman posted on the live stream, he said, they're so divided, it's almost not even a true majority.
Seriously, Tony. Yeah.
It's like we actually have three parties in this country right now.
Yeah, I have a name for the new one, but that's not FCC compliant, so we'll let that go.
Yeah.
Okay. We have news coming up. We have an entertainment minute with Pete Schwabe. He's wonderful. You should listen to his show weeknights across the network from 7 to 9 p.m.
And then?
Fancy Brian Kelly joining us live in studio. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The body of a missing 11-year-old girl from Texas was found in the Trinity River. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
The sheriff said there were two keys in finding the girl's body. One was video evidence sent in by tipsters, and the other was the cell phone data from the suspect himself.
That suspect was a family friend who lived in their backyard. Two men have been charged with murder in the deadly shooting at last week's Kansas City Chiefs parade. Jackson County Prosecutor John Peters Baker on Miller's charges.
Murder in the second degree, felony murder, the underlying felony of unlawful use of a weapon. And this is, of course, an A felony, the highest charge that Missouri has available.
A new study finds one in four people who attend college earn less than high school graduates 10 years later. Michael Itkowitz is president of the HEA group that did that study.
Over 1,000 institutions showed the majority of students failing to earn as much as the typical high school graduate 10 years after they've enrolled.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Retirees would pay no state income taxes. Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Once in office, Governor Evers says lawmakers on both sides will be incentivized to find middle ground. Evers signed new district boundaries into law Monday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way during the overnight. Lows in the mid-30s, a light southwest wind. We'll see sunshine and high clouds for your Wednesday. Highs approaching the mid-50s. There will be a slight chance of rain Thursday, otherwise highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 37.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening in La Crosse on WLCX The Eagle, thank you so very much for tuning in. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board, and we are joined in studio by our colleague and friend, Patsy Brian Kelly is here. How are you, Brian?
I am well. I am very well.
Glad to have you here. Making time for us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You are very, very busy, Brian.
There's a lot of things I've been doing. We've been growing the stations. I don't know if you know this, but a couple of years ago, we only had two sticks.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I was just a dude pressing buttons going, I hope this works. And
that's what we do every morning before we get started. We're like, well, hope this works.
Cross your fingers.
But then I went off and we now are like 21 stations. We do every major sports and high school sports around the like the other night we had 9 stations on different sports.
Wow.
Local high school, Badgers, as well as, you know, I think we do Bucks. We do.
Yep.
We're bringing the Brewers in now into the mix. This is going to be so much fun.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah. So my point is we've grown from a tiny little seed to a gigantic thing now, and it's really, really, really cool.
And we are so grateful for everyone who has stuck with us. There were some growing pains. There were some glitchy things.
If there weren't,
it wouldn't have been, right? That's just how things work. But thank you again for joining us and spreading the word about Civic Media.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference.
It actually does.
It does.
It literally does.
You tell people about it.
Yeah.
Then they will know.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the Parental Bill of Rights in just a second. We were talking about the number of Republicans who are fleeing from the Whoop Whoop Boing Caucus, the House Republicans, rather. Cindy from Appleton, thank you for your patience. Cindy, good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about the fair maps thing. I don't know if you heard over the break the legislator who was talking about, oh, the map is so rigged now because it's from Richland Center to Madison. Really, the maps are rigged now? I thought they just signed off on the maps, these Republicans, because they thought they were fair. And now they're talking about the filing of the lawsuit, which, give me up. Look, these SOBs, I'm telling you, I'm so sick of their games.
Cindy, do you remember which lawmaker that was?
No, but it was during the commercial break that you just had. But I'm just like, come on. And you don't think the maps were rigged before? Give me a break.
Right. Well, Brian is dying here, Cindy.
I saw Bob Donovan on local news last night.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, peeping Bob Donovan. And he was complaining about his district being now favoring Democrats in a way. And he was just like, well, I'm going to have to move now. I may have to go and see how it works. The maps are now changed and it's now favoring other people and not my team. And it was like, welcome to reality.
Welcome to politics.
Yes, where you actually might have to go knock on doors and introduce yourself to people who do not know you.
My goodness. He does that. He just doesn't knock on the doors.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, everything else, the follow-through is there. Thank you so much for this heads up, Cindy. We will we'll look after that when we get to the next
break.
That
is such a privileged statement to say, I have to move to stay in office. The man's been trying to run for every office since I moved to Milwaukee 25 years ago. And he finally failed his way up to Madison. And now he's like, well, I guess I have to move now. Where are you going to move, Bob?
Well, I don't know. He can go wherever he wants, but other people can't. The last vestiges of redlining are just still sitting there clawing their ways into Milwaukee. But anyway, we'll talk about that in another entire show.
It is just interesting, though. This was a lot of concern by some Democrats who told the governor not to vote, you know, not to sign the maps, that the Republicans were to come back and do exactly something like this. And and throw a challenge to it and try and muck it up again.
But I feel like this kind of challenge, like it's one thing to send it right to the court, which, as we talked about last week, you know, it's kind of almost conspiratorial at this point. But now it just seems like they're folding their arms going, they're still rigged. Like, but you voted for it. I know.
We have Bob from Richland Center on the text line says it was Howard Markline and his district barely touches Madison. And Wes from Middleton says, an excellent article in the State Journal with some blubbering GOP tears. Good time to be a realtor in swing districts. Yeah. That's an excellent point, Wes.
You found some marks, my friends. Get at them.
And Stephen from Green Bay has been waiting on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, all. I will tell you, I'm happy that Brian Kelly's on. I'm a little bit of a Brian Kelly fanboy. In fact, I think if Brian Kelly and Greg Bach had a show, I don't know if I'd even be able to listen to it because I'd be laughing so hard I wouldn't be able to breathe. With that being said, I voted today, so if you have a primary in your area, make sure you vote. There's 300 and some municipalities around that have primaries. They're very important. Do not forget to vote. And as far as this whole GOP thing, should we maybe call them the Sore Losers Party? Because let me tell you, they like sticking it to people. But when things don't go their way, they are the loudest crybabies I've ever heard in my life.
What could almost hazard to use the term snowflake?
No, I don't like women to do things.
The maps are rigged, I tell you. Well, actually, ma'am.
quick thing on the primaries. By the way, if you have a primary in your district, we are going to be having elections elections updates as we go throughout the night, just so you know.
No matter where you're listening.
Yeah.
And it will be specific to your specific market as
well. That's true.
Tony also has a comment on the live stream. Tony says, State Senator Romaine Quinn was complaining Barron County is no longer in the 25th Senate District, said everything was favored for the Dems, and they were forced to approve these unfair maps. It was great.
They were going to take my Mott's applesauce if I didn't sign.
Brian and I will just do a dramatic rating of all the whining.
We'll do a compilation.
Yeah.
A best of whining compilation. For all the unhappy lawmakers now who might actually, I don't know, have to.
I was told I'd run unopposed.
Well, and the whole thing, oh, now I have to move.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. God. Okay. My gosh, Mr. Right. Donovan.
Okay. We're going to talk about this before we run out of time. The Parental Bill of Rights passed in the Senate on Tuesday, going along party lines. The Assembly passing the measure 6235 last month. According to the bill, 16 rights would be given to parents or guardians of public school kids. Here are some of the things they include. And Brian Kelly is a father. He has a daughter. Greg and I do not have children, so I wanted to bounce these off you, Brian, and see if the lack of these rights has been keeping you awake as the father of a daughter. So number one, the right to determine the religion of the child. Did you not have that before?
I thought that was part of the... The Bill of Rights? The actual Bill of Rights? I thought that was part of it. That's just me.
They're doubling up on your rights.
Yeah. Cool. That's
They're giving
cool.
you double rights.
No, that's cool.
Number two, the right to determine the type of school or educational setting the child attends.
Do we not have a voucher program in this state that we are also funding on top of a public education program?
I believe, yes.
See, when Jane said setting, I thought more like, oh, I don't like the decor.
Oh, well, that actually gets, that comes later.
Yeah.
No color of any kind.
Yeah. And certainly no rainbows because rainbows are dangerous.
Oh my.
Number three on the Parental Bill of Rights, the right to be notified of each health care service, including vaccinations or immunizations offered at the child's school, and the right to withhold consent or decline any specific service unless otherwise specified by law or court order. Are they giving Darby shots at school and not telling you?
No.
Are you sure? How would you know?
Because she'd tell me, and I have a relationship with my daughter that she tells me.
She talks to you? Like, she talks to you.
I mean, she's 11, so not all the time.
Right.
But yeah.
But if they were, if she was at school and they were going to, because Jane and I were going back and forth on this one. When I was in school, they didn't do those things. You went to your doctor to get.
You know, like most people would. But yeah. Again, people hate healthcare in this country as well. So I'm sure if we didn't. How would they give vaccinations if people weren't paying for it? Let's just say that.
Well, I'm more than positive that if they even wanted to attempt that, the first thing they would do was send a email, make phone calls. The parents would be notified. They're not just willy-nilly like, hey, kid, come in this office. Really. Well, bam, you don't have polio anymore.
Exactly. Hey, look that way. Bang.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't have polio.
So,
but I wanted polio as an American.
But this, again, is my question is, these things, as far as I understand, are already in existence. Jane, this seems redundant. Yeah,
Jane, I got to tell you, I love the teachers and wonderful faculty that take care of my child. And don't forget, it's not just education. It's also daycare. Let's not pretend.
Seriously.
But anyway, these folks are fantastic. And I get so many notifications about them. I know about her homework before she knows about her homework. I know what she hasn't turned in before she does. And my goodness, can you stop sending me the daily news?
Too much information.
Yes.
Read number four.
Number four, the right to review all medical records related to the child unless otherwise specified by law or court order.
Once again, seems like something you would already have at your disposal when you want it.
Yeah, that's kind of part of, custody of a child.
And having access to their medical records, which your doctor has the medical records.
Now, again, I'm hoping this doesn't supersede any, state-ordered court orders or let's say... a divorce settlement, or let's say things like that. I wonder if this protects the child. Let's read.
That's where we come to my favorite one, number six. I'm sorry, number five, which is the right to determine the names and pronouns used for the child while at school. There it is.
Yeah, this goes on further and devolves into worse things, and we could spend a lot of time on that. And I definitely think that you guys should all read it as much as possible. But in the sake of time, this devolves into, boy, am I really interested in the gender identity of my child. I care about the genitals of other children and what they do with them very much. That's what it thinks.
I'll skip past the six and seven, but here's the other one that really kind of stuck with me. And tell me what you think about this one. The right to timely notice by the child's school of any surveys or evaluations conducted in the child's classroom that would reveal information concerning any of the following about the child or his or her parents, knows his or her, or family members, political affiliations or beliefs, mental or psychological problems, sexual behavior or attitudes, illegal, antisocial, self-incriminating or demeaning behavior, critical appraisal of individuals, I don't know what that means, with whom the child or parent has a close relationship, family relationship, relationships that are legally recognized as privileged, such as those with lawyers, physicians, and ministers, religious practices, affiliations, or beliefs, or income, unless otherwise specified by law. That's one in number eight. That's all number eight.
So essentially, you can't ask them any questions. You cannot survey them about anything.
We can get any information we want about any child or our child specifically, especially whether the child feels that they're in danger or not. We can get all the information about our child, but you can't ask us anything.
Yeah.
That is very concerning and kind of, fascist. Well, it feels fascist.
It feels, no, yes, it feels, it does.
It feels warmly fascist.
Our friend Joe McClear is a comment on the live stream. The Wisconsin GOP brought to you by the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it goes on. There are 16. I would say take a cue from the original Bill of Rights, 10. Just name 10. Some of these are, as we can see with number eight, you could have included like 1 through 3 together.
This is red meat for the ones who are angry about things that are banned in school or not banned. You can sue somebody up to $10,000. The GOP, whose favorite thing is to complain about frivolous lawsuits all the time, are saying fair game to anybody who wants to sue for anything.
Well, it also goes against the idea of, parents should be able to, we don't need the government in our parents. We don't need the government. We don't need you raising our children. Well, then why do we need this?
And why do we need you telling us how we're allowed to interact with the schools that we, the people, have created?
And then
and pay for.
And why are we banning your ability to determine what is the best medical treatment for your child?
Yeah, and it completely, see, here's the thing. Whether you, you bring up the transgender thing, you bring up all the gay stuff and people wanting to come out and things like that. Sometimes school is the only place they feel safe, and sometimes that needs to be a safe haven for them, and this is completely stripping that away, and that's my problem.
Yep.
844-967-2789 if you want to chime in on this. Otherwise, when we return, Brian slips down a gaming rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
With global implications.
Oh, yes.
War games?
Yes.
Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. We're joined in studio with our friend and colleague, Fancy Brian Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to see you.
Of course.
844-967-2789 if you ever want to call and or text. But when Brian and I were texting last night or the day before about you coming in, and you mentioned that you fell down a phone game rabbit hole.
Yes.
And now you are friends with people all over the globe, and you formed alliances. Uh-huh. And bring us up to speed on what this is.
This is absolutely so, you know, I play and click games on the phone. Basically, you know, I have OCD and I need to actually do something while I'm doing something. If you notice, I'm constantly moving while I'm talking so I can actually concentrate on talking to you guys.
Did you mean ADD? Or OCD?
All of it.
He's all the D's.
He's all of the letters.
And it's, yes, that's the important thing. When I was producing for the Devils, I was also doing all the things at the same time, sometimes wiring and things like that. I had to mutate my brain to be able to work at the same time on different levels, which is great. But it also left me with, when I'm doing, you know, one thing at a time or talking about one thing, needing to go and do something on the side. So I play, you know, different war games. I play the Total War game series. I usually play against the computer because I don't want to. I sometimes step away for a while. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got onto this thing and I accidentally clicked on YouTube on this thing, and I, you know, oh, it's one of those things where it's the guy running down the street shooting at zombies, zombie apocalypse thing. And I thought it was like a quick ad game, and you just shoot zombies, and it's just great. Click, sure. Click, 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 click. Next thing I know, it's a strategy game that also involves building troops and building your base and coordinating with people who are online all across the world. It's the developers in Hong Kong and type of thing. I joined an alliance, did not know that I had to join an alliance. Then I left the alliance, joined another one that had was from Canada, and they spoke French, which is cool because I was raised by French-Canadian nuns.
Oh, cool.
And next thing I know, like a day into that, I became the de facto leader because their leader left and assigned me with the leadership. Then I was the leader of this thing, and me and this dude, Bat Dad, so I'm Hulk on the thing. I'm Hulk. Yeah. Actually, Hulk smashed so hard. And yeah. Me and this dude, Bat Dad, were actually active and the only two active people, and we said, screw this, we're leaving the alliance. I left and joined this alliance called Bubbles.
The Avengers?
Close. So I'll get to that. So I'm doing this as fast as possible, guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to bring you up to speed. So I joined this alliance called Bubbles, because who wouldn't want to join an alliance called Bubbles game about shooting zombies?
That would be my alliance. Bubbles, for sure.
Honestly, you did really enjoy these people. So I joined Bubbles, and it turns out there's a bunch of like Navy vets. There's people who work at a Burger King in the airport. There's people who run charities. There are people who all over the place, all over the country in different time zones. So we have to coordinate each other and do like alliance events and like attack things at the same time and make sure we protect each other while we're offline, all that type of stuff. And all this intrigue. And I still am like, I don't care about this. It's fun. It's just blah, blah, blah. I can't believe that people get worked up about
it. It totally seems like you don't care about this at all, Brian.
Well, I didn't at the time. So turns out we ended up in this like beef with people, and we got hit by this other alliance from Korea, right? And one of our alliance members said, Ukrainian F word, like the bad F word in a text.
Yeah.
And that had repercussions around the entire. So this is the first time I started looking at the so there's a world chat and an alliance chat. I only looked at the alliance chat so I can coordinate with people. Then I looked at the world chat and I'm like, this is a mess. And I realized they're talking about us. And that's why they hit us constantly. And so the most powerful alliance there started hitting us constantly because this one dude, it doesn't matter. They started hitting us constantly. This one dude said the wrong thing. And I'm part of the leadership part of this now. So I'm having to actually like take a leadership role and say, hey, dude, you really can't say that. I would rather you say this instead if you want to go and insult people. Like, I don't know the guy from anything. And I don't really
But you're the head.
Yeah. But I also grew up in a place where, you know, saying, you know, hating gay people is gay, and everyone said, type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand people say stuff without knowing and really just they're mad. I get mad if my base gets blown up. Totally. Anyway, we resolved that. I tried to work that out with the leaders, the world leaders and stuff and things like that, but they kept on hitting us and hitting us and hitting us. Well, we got the attention. Like, I was planning a revolution at this point. Like, I started texting everybody, all right, here's where how we're going to do this. We're going to, because all the smaller alliances were getting sick of all this stuff. Because the president, there's a president that takes over every I think week or so. The president, this girl Rosa, I think she's Korean. I'm not sure. I don't want to get it wrong. But my point is, she started letting the power go to her head and putting hits on people, and like her alliance turned on her, and like everybody in this place. So all the power people decided to take over our alliance and become part of our alliance and teach us how to play the game better. And all of us are now friends, and we've become like, now they're the leaders teaching us how to play the game. So last night, and I know you guys will appreciate this. I'm going to bring this around home. We did an alliance exercise last night, and we had to go and divide up into teams and decide whose numbers, and we had to number off. Everybody count off in numbers. And we did it without even a problem. Everybody did 12, 9, 8, 7, 6, like everybody added in a row. We worked together. We had a plan, and we executed it all together. People worked together, and also our entire alliance now is based on trying to stop bullying around the entire server, which is
awesome.
Great. It's the community and working together with people that really got me actually caring about humanity again.
I'm going to ask you a question so you can breathe.
Sorry.
What's the name of the game?
Last War Survival Game.
There it is. Okay.
Last War Survival Game.
It's not an endorsement for the game. It's an endorsement for people, because if you have a purpose and you have a goal and you come together and execute that goal, I don't know, like Civic Media, it's really fulfilling.
That was really.
I think you should take the Bubble Alliance to the House Republican Congress and show them how to get things done.
We're now called the underdogs.
I love it. That's fantastic. All right. Fancy Brian Kelly, thank you so very much for coming in today.
I could have made a souffle in that time. Like, seriously. Like,
your experience. Calvin was dying.
Yeah.
If you ever want to check in, 844-967-2789. News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.